gets back in the house. God, that was so lame. Welcome back to I've Always Said That, and that's something I've not said in quite a while. Where have I been? I've just been very busy. Very, very busy. Doing what? That's top secret, and in fact, I don't have an answer for you because it's a whole lot of not much. Anyway, so this was all started back in 2020 with New Year, New Pod, and so we're just going to redo that. It's a full circle moment, you know? Let's give ourselves some grace. My name's Brad, by the way, because this is a new era. 2024 part two. Actually, no. 2025, and everything will be different because it's a quarter cloud. If you know, you know. If you don't, you're missing out. Anyway, so 2024 happened. It is gone. It is, like, at the moment, 5 days into 2025. And it's been swell. Honestly, she's happening. She's alive. She's going. She's thriving. Let's just go to 2026 now. Let's just cut while we're ahead. Let's be honest, because the only way one should go up is down. No. We're being positive. Anyway, while we're at it, let's take a look back at 2024. It happened. Did I already say that? Well, I'm just restating facts. It did happen. January through December. It happens every year. Anyway, a lot happened. A lot happened for me. A lot happened for the world. As things always happen, movies, music, TV shows, celebrities, news, all that good shit. And we're going to talk about it. We're going to have a chinwag. We're going to have a chat. We're going to have a discussion. And by discussion, I mean you're going to listen to my opinions, my biases, my thoughts, feelings, emotions. Because that's what we're about. Here at I've Always Said That. Let's get into it. All right, so 2024 was a huge year for movies and TV shows. Lots happened, lots of viewing, lots of time consumed, lots of money spent on these films. Some made money, some didn't. Some took my money, some didn't. Have I seen all these films? No. Will I be covering all the films that were released in 2024? No, because no one has time for that, including myself. So, a couple of the big movies that came out, Gladiator 2. Did I watch it? No. Right off the bat, no, did not watch it. I watched the first one again in preparation for Gladiator 2, and I was like, oh my god, Gladiator, great film, let's refresh our memories. Watched it, terrible. It was not good. I'm sorry, it was not good. And I heard the second one got really mixed reviews as well, but it did have Paul Mescal in it, so how bad could it have been? Just saying, I'm wearing a human here. The Substance with Demi Moore, did I watch it? No. I basically did watch it on TikTok. That happened. It was, the whole thing is basically on TikTok from start to end. And it looks really good, and it's something I do want to watch. It's very thriller-esque. Really gets you thinking, you know? Yeah, that's me thinking. Also, Mean Girls came out last year. That feels like 4 years ago. Mean Girls, the musical, that is. And if you don't like a musical, get behind it because it's great. Renee Rapp killed it. In fact, my 2024's Spotify Wrapped, my top song was from the Mean Girls musical. Am I slightly embarrassed? Yes. Do I own it? Also yes. Because my taste is my taste, and that's something I'm not going to apologize for. It ends with Us, adaptation from Colleen Hoover's book, which currently is getting a lot of controversy. Look, I did see this movie, first one of the list that I have seen, with no context of what the book was. I went and saw it with some friends, and oh wow, okay. Yep, that was a film that did indeed happen. There's a lot of controversy with Blake Lively and her co-star on the film, with lots of inappropriateness, which is very ironic considering the nature of the film itself. So it's going to be very interesting to see that, how that turns out. It's a bit, ugh. Wicked, of course, if you're living under a rock, Wicked came out. Which I have not seen. Look, I have seen the musical, the original. And once again, it's one of those films that is on TikTok, basically. And we are loathing. We are defying gravity. We're being popular. We are doing all of that good stuff. Good stuff. But Cindy Erivo and Ariana, they look like they popped off. Oh, and that's how Ariana and SpongeBob met. That sounds like the start of a joke, but no, that did indeed happen. Ariana and SpongeBob. SpongeBob left his family for Ariana. Would you leave your family for a celebrity? I mean, I guess it really just depends on who the celebrity was, because it's like, do you have a hall pass? It's like something is a, are you in a relationship and you have a hall pass? Like a celebrity hall pass? Who would that be? I don't know who mine would be. Oh, who would mine be? I always say Ryan Reynolds, but I don't know. He's kind of giving me the ick lately. I don't know what it is about that. Maybe Chris Evans. He's doing pretty well. Anyway, another movie, Inside Out 2. I think that was the highest grossing movie of the year, animation. I would like to see it. Okay, I need to just cut this because, like, I haven't seen any of these. I'm giving opinions on things that I have no idea about. And you know what? What's new? Get used to it. That's what I'm about. Fall Guy, though, did see, watched it on a plane, filmed in Australia, Ryan Reynolds, Emily Blunt. Ryan Reynolds? No. Gosling. Sorry. It got a lot of flack. Like, it was, got really poor reviews. I really enjoyed it. Like, it's one of those really bad, not adventure, like action movies. And I thought it was really good. And the twist was really good also. I thought that was really great. And I would watch again. Would recommend. If you haven't seen Fall Guy, go check it out. As for TV shows, obviously no one watches TV on the actual TV. I don't even think our TV can connect to free to air without streaming it. Anyone else? Just us. Okay. Nobody wants this. No, nobody, nobody. Kristen Bell, before I even typed it in. Kristen Bell. Amazing. Such a good show. I'm pretty sure it's confirmed for season 2, streaming on Netflix. Sounds like it's sponsored. It's not. Can you imagine? I need to calm down. Nobody wants this. Great show. Romance. Comedy. A rom-com, one might say. Go check it out. Agatha All Along. Marvel Cinematic Universe. Catherine Hahn. Yes. Just yes. Catherine Hahn. Mm-hmm. Great cast. Catherine Hahn. Patti LuPone. I think Catherine and Patty got nominated for an award. Some sort of award that I can't think of. Golden Globe. Locking in Golden Globe, final answer. You tell me if that's right or wrong, please. Baby Reindeer, that was a really, really big one on Netflix. I think maybe first half of the year, around the middle of the year. I only watched the first couple episodes. It was a lot. Like, it was a lot based on a true story, stalker vibes. I don't think I will go back and watch it. But it just got to the point where I was just like, I'm feeling uncomfortable, and that's so valid. And I respect my own feelings enough to know when to stop, and I'm not going to be watching that. But apparently it was a really good adaptation, told the story really well. Props to them. And of course, I think one of the biggest, and you can't talk about TV shows without talking about Squid Games, Boxing Day. And most of the way through the second season, I do have to say, it's not as good as the first season yet. I've got 2 episodes left. They're just started, I think, the third game. And I'm just waiting for something to happen. There's been good twists, no spoilers in case you haven't seen it yet. But I just don't know how the season compares to the first one. The third season is apparently coming out this year, about halfway through the year it got leaked. So, and it's going to be the final season. I don't know. I think I kind of wish they just stopped the first season, but like, will I be watching the rest of this season, the third? Yes, obviously. All right, now for something that I have a little more edumacation on. Not education, I mean, just more streaming hours. Music! Top moments of music this year, Brat Summer. Yes, just yes. If you didn't have that green shit pasted everywhere in your summertime, what were you doing? What are you doing? You weren't living the Brat Summer vibes. Yuck, bye. TTBD, the Tortured Poets Department, obviously, the Eras Tour came to an end this year. I think it's the now, I don't know if it's only female or combined highest grossing album tour of all time. I think it was like in the billions. I mean, she was gone for 18 months or something. That's crazy. 18 months of like 3-hour shows with very little gaps in between sets. I went to the show in Melbourne. I don't know how she did it. That's absolutely crazy. And then Tortured Poets Department being a double album. She still somehow found the time to do that. That's crazy business. Obviously, Sabrina made a name for herself. Sabrina Carpenter. No, she is not a tradie. She is a musician. Espresso. It all happened with Espresso. One of the biggest songs of the year. Oh, it's that sweet. I guess so. Please, please, please. One of my favorites, Juno. Great album. She's nominated for Best New Artist, which I don't really understand because I think this is like her 5th or 6th album, but I guess it's the first time that she's been really, really, really big. Obviously opened for Taylor on some of the Eras Tour shows. She was opener on the show I saw. Oh, she looks so teeny tiny on the stage. But she killed it. She hadn't released the album at the time of that show, so I really hope she comes back to Australia so get some friends and go see that, because that would be a show. Ariana Grande, Eternal Sunshine, We Can't Be Friends. We can't be friends. Oh, I'm gonna get this taken down because that was just so spot on. Really great. Say That Shit With Your Chest. Yes, and have I listened to the whole album? No. Oh my god, trend alert. Someone's not paying attention. That person is me. Chapel Roan. I remember the first time Chapel Roan came into my ears. Oh, that, no, okay. Chapel Roan played in my ears. I was listening to some playlist on Spotify on my way to Sydney on the train, and all of a sudden this song came on and I didn't know what it was. It was Good Luck Babe. And I looked down and I was like, I don't know who that is. Skip. A couple days later, I think it was like Hot to Go or something. Skip. I don't know. I just don't like listening to music, but Spotify was like, oh, listening to this. And they were right, because Chapel Roan, icon, legend, star that you are, good album. Really good album. I mean, that is her debut album and look how big it is. Huge. Once again, nominated for Best New Artist at the Grammys. My prediction is that she will take that. Like, surely. I can't remember everyone who's up in the category. I know Sabrina is. I know Benson Boone is. But I think she's got it. Like, she just had the year, her debut year as well. Like, that is the epitome of Best New Artist, in my professional opinion anyway. Dua Lipa released her 3rd studio album, Radical Optimism, which I just don't think stacked up in comparison to her other ones. Like, her last album was just Future Nostalgia. I mean, it was so incredible, disco pop-esque, amazing. She has a couple great hits on this album, but it just didn't stack up, and I don't think, because of that, it just didn't get the attention. It just didn't get the attention. And sometimes that happens. That's okay. That's okay. Oh, and she got snubbed. No Grammy nominations. Which I think was a bit rough. But hey, Dua, we know you'll come back. We know you're going to be around for a while. Cowboy Carter. Beyonce Act 2. I mean, amazing. I didn't think I would like this. Beyonce, for me, recently, I know this might be blasphemy, has only come into my life recently. I obviously always knew about her. If you don't, check yourself. But I was never a huge fan. But after Renaissance, especially, I was like, oh, okay, this is where it's at. Listen to her older stuff. And I was like, okay, I understand. I understand the hype. She's amazing. Cowboy Carter. Yes. Yes. And I think she has the most Grammy noms this year in history. Yeah, that, like, crazy. And she hasn't won Best Album yet, and she is nominated for Best Album. Will she take it though? That's the question. Like, she's up against Taylor again. I don't know if Tortured Poets Department's gonna get Best New Album. Like, I don't know if they'll give it to her. They obviously love Taylor there at the Grammys, but we'll see. It's a tight race. Favorite song off Cowboy Carter, Yaya. Yaya. Mm-hmm. Oui. Now, celebrities. Obviously, musicians are celebrities, but other celebrities. Travis Kelce. Sporting celebrities. Mm. Taylor and Travis, obviously, they're bringing worlds together. That's what they're doing. Travis at the Eras Tour, surprising Taylor on stage. That was a big moment. And then Taylor going to a lot of the, I was about to say footy games, what do they call it over there? NFL? American football, whatever. She's going over there. And she got a lot of shit for going to the games. It's like, what do you expect? She's going to support her partner at the games. Lots of celebrities do it. Celebrities go to the games in general. Why is she getting shit for it? Just because she's a huge person in the media? Give her a break. Calm down. It ain't that serious. Let her live her life. Kendrick and Drake beef. I'm not the most educated on this matter, but I think we're Team Kendrick. Send me the deets. Like, I remember it unfolding and everyone being like, this is huge. And it was huge. And they released diss tracks about each other. Hashtag Team Kendrick. Oh, I hope I'm on the right side of that one. Kate Middleton disappearance. Oh, this was huge in the old people media when this happened. Like, it was crazy. I remember doing a segment on it with some people in my class at the time. And we were, like, conspiring about where she was. Like, does she have plastic surgery? Is she having another kid? Has she been divorced? No, she was just really sick and had cancer. So she seems to be doing a lot better. I do actually love Kate Middleton. She's one of the very, very few royal members that I can get behind. So we support her. Glad she's doing well, but... Oh, the Photoshop, that's what it was. Because they Photoshopped the images. Like, are they stupid? Do they not understand how technology and the internet works? We're going to see that in 0.2 seconds. Get it together. Come on now. Justin Timberlake arrest. Oh, something we covered here on the I've Always Said That pod with my good friend Indigo. Oh, it's going to ruin the tour. The world tour. Oh, I'm so glad this was brought back into my memory. Because what a time, what a time. DUI arrest. He looked high as a kite in his mugshot. That was crazy. But you know what? I think it might have helped his career a little bit because, let's admit, Justin Timberlake isn't the biggest celebrity anymore. So that really shot him back into the headlines. Any publicity is good publicity? You tell me. You tell me. Let's see how he's going. J-Lo and Ben Affleck separated again. I mean... Do we really care at this point? No. Like, that's just on, like, new... What's it? Women's Day, New Day. All the magazines that no one reads anymore. Now, into the internet world. Viral trends, memes, TikTok. Because TikTok is the place to be. If you're watching Reels... Yeah. Actually, you know what? I have been getting into Reels. I can't even lie. That's some good shit right there. The Willy Wonka experience. What was that? They got scammed. Oh, because the Wonka musical, that did happen with Timothée Chalamet. Mm-hmm. Timothée Chalamet. Chalamet stay. Yes. That was something. That was very interesting. Mm-hmm. The Dementor, though, at that experience. If you don't know what the Willy Wonka experience, and I put experience in quotation marks, was, all the families, I think it was somewhere in England, bought tickets to the Willy Wonka experience. It was supposed to be like an interactive walkthrough sort of experience with their kids. And it was the most budget thing you've ever seen. If you saw this Oompa Loompa, she just hated her life. She did not want to be there. Come on, give it the energy. Wait, was it a Dementor? Why was there a Dementor there? A person in a mask. Am I missing something from Willy Wonka? Am I thinking of the right thing? I don't know, but it was like, ooh. Oh, now I'm questioning everything. Anyway, another moment that stuck with me forever. Very demure, very mindful. That was everything. She skyrocketed into the TikTok world. It was about midway through the year. That was all we talked about when I went to Europe this year. That's all we said. Very demure, very mindful. Amazing. Would say it again. I think demure was named one of the words of the year for some dictionary. Why dictionary is a thing? I don't get it. Anyway. Brat Summer, bringing it back to Charlie. It's Charlie's baby. Brat Summer. That was... that was a moment in time that will always be very near and dear to my heart. Get around it. And now we're just going to take some time. We're just going to take a time. Everybody, stop what you're doing. Take a deep breath in. And take a deep breath out. Out. Who am I? Out. And we're just going to hold space for the lyrics of Defying Gravity really quick. If you're sitting with someone, reach out your finger. Let them hold your finger. What is it? I don't understand what it is. Like, there was an interview, if you don't know what it was, Defying Gravity, obviously from the Wicked musical adaptation. An interviewer asked Ariana and Cynthia, well, she didn't ask them. She said, did you know that people are really taking the time and holding space for the lyrics of Defying Gravity? And Cynthia was like, I wasn't aware that people were doing that. And to comfort her, Ariana Grande held her finger for some reason. And then I think there was just three different interpretations in that interview of what was going on. Cynthia obviously took it away. The interviewer was like, oh, I didn't mean for it to be taken that way because I don't know what the hell she's talking about. And Ariana was just sitting there like, I don't know what's going on. And to this day, I still don't know what's going on. But do I love it? Yes. And now we're going to hold space for it as a moment of 2024. I'm sorry if you just got sensory overload. I really actually hate myself for doing that. But the Hawktour girl. Interview on the street turned, I don't even want to say celeb, turned viral, 6 minutes of fame. It happened, it was a thing, she went hooked to, and the internet said, yes, we will be taking that under our wing. Okay. And now for an Aussie homegrown viral experience. Rachel Reagan, what's it called? The break dancer from Australia at the Olympics. First time that breakdancing has ever been held at the Olympics, and she got zero. How do you get zero? Like, the hate that she's been getting online, not necessary, not necessary. Okay, I will say that. No. Was it funny to watch? Absolutely. Like, you gotta know that, like, what you're doing is obviously not what they're looking for. Like, come on, surely. But hey, she's still talked about to this day. She's been on talk shows and everything. Everyone talks about her. People were dressing up as her for Halloween. She's a winner. But breakdancing is also not coming back to the next Olympics. So there's pros and cons, okay? Pros and cons. Celeb lookalike contest. I think the first one was the Timothy. Oh, why can I not say his name? I think I'm allergic to the pronunciation of this man's name. Timothy Chalamet. Yes, very nice, very different, very unusual. I think he had the first lookalike contest. And I was like, oh yeah, haha, funny, great. I think he showed up to a great little moment, cool. And then it kept going. Then people kept doing it with other celebrities. I'm like, no. Nip that shit in the ass. That's not funny anymore. People were showing up to these. I saw it was the guy from The Bear. He had a celeb lookalike contest. I'm like, these people don't even look like him. Let it go. Let it go, please. Sport. Not my expert subject. Absolutely not. But you know what? Some people are into sport. And if you're into sport, sure, Jan. Okay. Big sporting moments. Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul. I've never understood boxing. I still don't get it. They draw in so much money. I don't get it. But Jake Paul, Mike Tyson, obviously an icon in the sport, but he's been in retirement for a long time now. He came out of retirement to fight Jake Paul. Why? Well, I can tell you why. The money. I get it. Like, someone's going to offer you millions and millions of dollars to take a couple punches. I'm going to do it. I'm not no fool. I will take that money. But naturally, Jake Paul won because he's what, like 20, 27, mid to late 20s? I don't know. And Paul, Mike Tyson's, he's an older gentleman. But if he was the same age, Mike Tyson would have won, hands down. Surely. Some highlights from the Olympics. The Turkish shooter. Like, so at the Olympics, shooting is an Olympic sport for some reason. And they all have this, like, headgear on with, like, targets and, like, using all this technology and everything. And I'm like, isn't that not cheating? I don't know. And then this guy comes along and he's literally just like, poof. no nothing. And he wins like silver or something. And I'm like, are you... He looks so badass. It's crazy. It's so crazy. Like in comparison to everyone else, it was hilarious. Simone Biles being the icon legend star that she is, proving all her haters wrong. It's like, how does she even have haters? She is amazing. She's one of the Olympics, the event that I was like, oh, I need to see this. It's amazing. She landed some triple double spin bullshit. I don't know. Won gold, as she should. She is just like a freak of nature that's just so incredibly talented. And I'm like, gets me, now I understand, gets me excited about sport. I can't believe I've just said that. Oh, my brand is ruined. Speaking of the Olympics, the US one, I mean, as they usually do. But I will say at the start, Australia, we were winning. We were winning. Well, not according to America anyway, because they, their tally system goes off how many medals won in total. Whereas even the official Olympic tally goes off how many gold you win. And then if it's a tie, it goes to silver, bronze, etc. We ended up coming fourth, and I was like, you know what, that's pretty good, considering, look, US came first, China came second, Japan came third, we came fourth. Respect. China, US, Japan, they obviously have a lot more, a bigger population than us. They send more people to the Olympics than we do. So good on us for getting fourth. I feel like that's pretty good. That's a pretty solid effort. We got 53 medals in total, and the US got 126, but it's like, factoring population, we did pretty good. Yeah. I'll give him that. Some random global news. I mean, look. Trump won the election, which is... it happened. Kamala and her coconut tree did not win. I'm... like, what do you even say at this point? It's like, bruh. Be so for real right now. In other news, the Australian government decided to ban social media for under 16s because that was a decision that was made for some reason. Look, I get it. Social media, especially in this day and age, is just such, it's such a toxic place for everybody, especially if you're younger. But to just be like, yeah, it's banned, you social media sites have a year to work that ban out, I think is crazy. Like, they've just been like, we made the ban, but, like, we're not actually going to tell you how to do it. Interesting. And then very important news. There were 15 drag race winners this year. Sorry, 15? 15! That's a bit crazy. I knew there were a lot of seasons, but 15 is wild. Wild. Did I watch most of them? Yes. Actually, there's quite a few that I didn't, because there's so many now. But hey, we're already started back. New year, new drag race season. So I can't complain. I froth it. I like it. I just need to froth it. Who am I? Okay, that's an out for 2025. Yuck. Some personal highlights for 2024 for me is I knuckled down and I finished my diploma in radio and podcasting. So yes, I am professional now. Yes, I will be taking checks. Yes, I will be signing autographs. Thank you. And then after that, I ran away to Europe, as one naturally does. So if you ever get the experience, the opportunity, go to Europe. Do it. Do it, babes. Met some great people. Can't wait to catch up with them. Live your best life. And honestly, that just brings me to the end of the year. That's it. 2024 comes to a close. I hate New Year's Eve. I hate the concept of New Year's because it's like, no, we're turning over a new leaf. It's like, it's just another day. But I also get it because I am also taking this opportunity to grow as a person. So some ins and outs for me in being awesome. No outs. Yuck. Some predictions for 2025 though. A lot of them obviously music based because I'm a musician. I won't put you through that. Taylor's version, I think she's gonna announce, she obviously only got debut and reputation left. I mean, we've all been clowning for the past year of her tour, expecting her to announce reputation. I was convinced it was gonna happen at our show in Melbourne, which was in February. Obviously didn't happen, so also thought it was gonna happen on New Year's Day, because obviously the song in reputation, she was gonna drop it, but she didn't. So we're all going to wait around twiddle our thumbs till that happens. I reckon Chapel Roan's going to release a new album. She's been teasing that she's been working on new music, maybe after the Grammys. I think that would be a great time. I think she's also, as I said, going to win Best New Artist. Beyonce Act 3. People have been talking about this for ages. I don't actually know if that's a confirmed thing or not. I think it would be great. I think it would be awesome to do like another genre of music. Rock, I think that would be really cool. She's obviously done the more poppy sort of thing, country. I think rock would be an awesome way to go for that. And just America going to shit because of Trump, and that's on politics. Let me know what you guys want in 2025 for yourselves, for others, for the world. Like, what's the go? What are your resolutions? I'm not talking about resolutions this year. I did that last year, and did we follow that? Don't know. Can't even remember what they were, to be honest. But what we're also going to do is we're going to just draw an oracle card. Just something to focus on for the year. Like, what do we need to focus on for the year? Oh, wow. That's me dropping them absolutely everywhere. Oh, fuck. So we're going to draw an oracle card. Oh my god, I'm actually incapable of shuffling. In for 2025, learning how to shuffle like a beast. Okay, focus on the energy we want for 2025. What energy do you want for 2025? We are spiritual beings looking forward to the future. Growth, remuneration, don't even know what that means, but it sounds great. Okay, no, okay, we're gonna keep shuffling. Yeah, one, two, three. This one, what do you reckon it's gonna be? Drum roll. Peace. Oh, that's sweet. We're gonna focus on peace this year. If only that were true. Look, I really hope that is a sign for the year to come, because that would be a lovely. But let's be honest, with climate change and global crisis at this time, we hope that that's true. So let me know how you're going to bring peace into this year to come. Go on, do it. Give us a cheeky follow on the podcast Instagram at I've Always Said That Pod. I've Always Said That Pod. Do it. Give us a follow. See the behind the scenes. Let us know what you think. Shoot us a message. And let us know what kind of content you want to see this year. This is something I really want to focus on and bring to the forefront of 2025, you know? Period. But remember to subscribe, rate, review. If it's positive, if it's negative, keep that shit to yourself. We're not bringing that into this year. We'll see you next time. This is Brad. I've always said that. And because I have what? I've always said that.